Hey, everybody. I am thrilled today to be with Mike Burkland, CEO and Chairman of Five9. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great, Evan. How are you?
I'm doing well. So excited to have you here. We actually just met recently at the Analyst and Influencer Summit, and that was an extraordinary get together as well. There's been a lot of news in the industry lately around Gen AI and about customer experience, something you know a lot about. So I'm really excited to dive into all topics around Five9 in the industry. But let's take us back a little bit. Tell us about the vision that you had to found and start Five9 and how it's evolved given this super dynamic space and growth we're seeing in the industry now.
Yeah, happy to, Evan, and thanks again for having me. I joined 16 years ago, our vision, quite frankly, has always been pretty consistent. We've evolved. Obviously, we've grown from a company that was, $10 million in annual revenue, and this year we'll cross $1 billion in annual revenue. So it's been an exciting 16-year journey, but sometimes I feel like we're just getting started. Our vision really has always been to bring joy to customer experience, or CX, as many people call it these days. And when we think about bringing joy to CX, this is not just in contact center and customer service. This extends to really the entire broader customer journey, from first touch in marketing to sales and commerce, and eventually to, service and support. And most of the brands that we do business with are attempting to deliver true joyful CX. And that means a seamless, effortless, connected, and frankly, personalized customer journey from end to end. And that is our mission in life. That is our vision. And we're well on our way to delivering it for some of the largest brands in the world.
Wow, such an extraordinary mission and purpose. I was at Enterprise Connect just last week and saw your team in action and the amazing camaraderie and teamwork in place there. Yeah, a lot of joy happening there as well. I'm curious about your leadership philosophy and what you found most effective over the years in fostering innovation and continuing to drive the company forward.
Yeah, thanks, Evan. That's a great question. And, I've always said this to our team here at Five9. We have 3,000 employees today. And I've always said business is the ultimate team sport. And so, just like in sports, to build that winning team, the one that wins year after year and creates a dynasty, if you will, in sports, it requires three things. And in business, it requires the same thing. We've been winning for 16 years, and we are in a competitive race, so to speak, every day. And to deliver that franchise that wins year after year really requires three things. Number one, you got to have the best talent, right? You got to have the right players on the field in the right positions. That's a really important ingredient to a winning sports team. And it's also obviously really, really important to a winning business. Secondly, you've got to have the right playbook or strategy. And that goes without saying. Without the X's and O's and the right strategy, again, you're not going to have the success season in and season out. And third, and probably most importantly, is team chemistry or culture. And so from a leadership standpoint, I always focus on that last piece. Obviously, we're delivering the first two by making sure we have the right talent and the right strategy. But that third one it can be kind of elusive. And we've always focused on it here at Five9. And I think it's one of our biggest competitive differentiators is our culture. And again, it comes down to, I'd say, a couple things. Living by our values every single day. We spend a lot of time defining those core values, but it's not just talking about them. It's living them every single day, 100% of the time. And I think from a leadership perspective, our best leaders at Five9 do that. They live by our values every day. It's how we treat each other. It's how we treat customers and partners. It's how we behave. And when you do that the right way, when you do it with honesty, when you do it without ego, when you do it, you know, with team success in mind over individual success, what that results in is an amazing winning culture. And it's a team culture. It's a passionate culture. And it's one that, quite frankly, allows us to execute year in and year out, season in, season out, and quite frankly, win.
Wow. So well said. Such an accomplishment. Now, the future in CX has never been so exciting, so promising. You have so many exciting initiative developments at Five9, many of which we can't even talk about yet. But what are you particularly excited about?
Yeah, I am really excited. I believe that, you know, this market has never been better. Large enterprises, brands, if you will, know how important CX is to their business. They've got to deliver a great customer experience. It drives business outcomes for them in terms of NPS scores, customer sat, retention, revenue growth, et cetera. And, you know, we are changing the game when it comes to CX. As you know, this world is evolving very rapidly, especially in AI. We are delivering an AI-led, data-driven platform. Our CX platform is unique. In fact, just last week, we introduced GenAI Studio, which is the industry's first generative AI platform for ingesting and accessing enormous amounts of contextual data. And the key word there is contextual. It's not just data. It's contextual data that these brands are leveraging. Contextual data around their offerings, their products, their services, and also contextual data around the end consumer that they're interacting with in a given interaction, whether that's digital, whether it's self-service, whether that's voice. We're providing a platform to handle all of those interactions. But because we're leveraging that data, that contextual data, it isn't secondhand models from industry data. They are firsthand models from that brand's contextual data. And that is the key to delivering connected, effortless, personalized customer experience.
Well, it's an extraordinary journey we're on. It feels like we're starting all over again, a first inning of a very long ball game with Gen AI. So I noticed we're recently at the bell ringing 10-year NASDAQ later this week. It's going to be kind of an interesting reflection. Tell us about, you know, that trip and why you're celebrating. And there must be a lot of emotions behind that as well.
There sure are, Evan. Yeah, this Thursday, April 4th, is our 10-year anniversary, the 10-year anniversary of our IPO. And we are ringing the opening bell at NASDAQ to celebrate. I am so proud of the Five9 team. As I said, you know, 16 years ago, we were a pretty small company. We went public 10 years ago and have grown dramatically ever since. And it is really on the efforts and the execution of our team. I call them Five Niners. And so this IPO anniversary celebration is for the Five Niners. It's for all of the people that have been part of the Five9 journey. I want to celebrate them. Many of them will be there. At the NASDAQ bell ringing, we've got a lot of folks joining us, a lot of Five9ers, and it's going to be a great opportunity for us to celebrate their success.
Wow, what a joy that will be. I guess last question here. You have so many lessons to deliver to aspiring leaders in the tech industry, telecom, and beyond. You know, any advice to up-and-comers, you know, how to thrive in this really fast-paced and rapidly changing world we're in?
Yeah, Evan, I'd be happy to, and again, I look back on our history here and I think about what really led to our success. And it does always start from values and culture. And so I would encourage any leaders out there, aspiring leaders, existing leaders, to start with values, live by those values every day, It really does drive culture and behavior for the long run. So I would start there. At Five9, we recently actually rolled out 6 leadership principles that we want to encourage our leaders, quite frankly, to focus on as they're leading teams within the company. And they include things like leading by example, taking ownership, communicating and collaborating, developing your people, making sure that you know, our up-and-comers, our rising stars, have a path to a greater set of responsibilities over time, driving results, and solving problems. Those are just some examples of some of the leadership principles that I, you know, am trying to make sure that our leaders focus on. And in the end of the day, I always say to anyone that wants to be a leader, be yourself. So many people get caught up in trying to emulate someone else who's been a successful leader. And in the end of the day, you got to do it your own way. You got to be yourself. Don't try and be something you're not. I always say that the definition of a true leader is very simple. It's someone that others want to follow. And if you just think of it simply that way, be a good person, do it right, do it thoughtfully, and the rest will take care of itself.
Wow, wonderful advice, wonderful insights. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes to chat, Mike, and onwards and upwards. Have a great week. Thanks, everyone, for watching. Reach out, follow Five9 on social media. They put out some tremendous content, really informative, insightful stuff. Take care, Mike. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Evan.
Bye-bye.